The fans with their brooms at Marlins Park this afternoon. It's the Fish and the Nationals. Miami shooting for a three-game sweep to open up this nine-game homestand over the Nationals this afternoon. Welcome back to Marlins on Deck. I'm Kyle Seeloff. It's my pleasure this afternoon for a couple of minutes to be joined by yesterday's starting pitcher, a terrific start, 7 1/3 strong innings, Tom Colder. Tom, your best outing by far, was it the best you felt?
I wouldn't say it's the best I felt. It was probably the best I was able to execute all my pitches. So, you know, you execute all your pitches, you get some better results. So I probably felt better in some other starts, but as far as command of everything goes, I would say yesterday was definitely the best.
You know, it's funny how we do this thing in sports where you lose 4 or 5 games in a row and all of a sudden everybody's saying, what the heck's wrong with this team? This is not what was supposed to happen this spring. Now all of a sudden we're sitting here and you guys could potentially win 5 straight ball games this afternoon. What's it been the course of the last week or so?
You know, in the clubhouse, we've been the same because we understand that you're going to go through droughts during a season where, you know, your pitching's not pitching well or your hitters aren't hitting. Everything's magnified when it happens early in the season. You know, you want to come out of spring and you want to come hit the ground running and go on a great run. But, you know, sometimes that doesn't happen. So everybody stayed positive. You know, we know what kind of team we have and we understand that if we play the baseball we're capable of playing, then more times than not, we should have good results.
It started with Jared Cozart in Philadelphia, then David Phelps had a terrific outing, then we return home, Matt Latos, and then yourself. I've always wondered, and people often say, pitching can be contagious when you see what the guy did the night before. Do you think that's true by any stretch of the imagination?
Absolutely. I mean, I think baseball in itself is contagious. You know, you see when hitters are going well, they tend to hit. You know, and the guys are running to the bat rack. Same thing with pitching. You know, you see your fellow rotation mate go out there and throw well. Nobody wants to be the guy that ruins a good streak. So it kind of helps get things going in the right direction when somebody starts off and says, hey, I'm going to be the guy who starts this role. You know, let's not be the guy who ends it.
Your start in New York, it was the second time through the batting order where you got hurt. What did you learn from that start that you incorporated into your start yesterday afternoon?
Well, honestly, that was just a very interesting game. Probably something I'll never experience again where you're perfect through three and then you know, I made very similar pitches that I was making throughout the rest of the game and was getting ground balls. The only difference was they were finding holes instead of being hit at people. You know, I was just one pitch away that entire inning from getting out of it with no damage done. I just couldn't make the pitch. So really just made sure that I focused on executing the pitches, not trying to do too much. And if there was a jam, just take a deep breath and remember, you know, stuff's good enough as long as you execute that should be all right and should be able to get out of it.
What have you seen from this ball club in Holt this season? It's been a quick up and down. We're 10% of the way through, but what have you seen?
Well, I mean, we got a great group of guys. Clubhouse is a great atmosphere. You know, there's a lot of high character guys, a lot of guys who want to win and a lot of guys that hate to lose. And I think that's more important. You know, everybody can want to win, but it's when you truly hate losing, that's when you tend to have a good clubhouse. You know, we've stayed positive and we've understood that we were going to get out of this little rut we were in and guys are starting to you know, gel really well together and everybody's starting to play well. So you kind of get to loosen up a little bit more and really be yourself and try not to do too much anymore. You know, when you're going bad, everybody wants to be the hero. Now everybody just understands their role and whether it's someone that needs to make a pitch or hit a ground ball to second base, everyone's willing to do that.
This spring, I wasn't even sure we were going to play a season because everybody was already ready to give the Nationals their World Series rings. An opportunity to sweep these guys this afternoon. Is that a statement for you guys to let everybody know in this division that, you know, we are for real?
Nah, I don't think so. You know, it's such a long season. And, you know, the experts, they say what they want to say and projections are what they are. But the game's played on the field and sweeping them would be nice. It would help us stay on a roll. But other than that, as far as making a statement, I don't think it does anything. You know, we know what they're trying to do and they know us. They know what we're trying to do. And I think they understand that it's not just going to – we're not going to hand the division over to anybody. And whether it's the Mets, Braves, Phillies, or the Nationals, that, you know, we're going to compete, we're going to play hard, and they're going to have to get all 27 outs.
Tom, terrific start yesterday. Thanks for the time this afternoon.
All right, thanks for having me.
When we come back, Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner join you for the starting lineups in the first pitch. I'm Kyle Seeloff. You've been listening to Marlins on Deck on the Marlins Radio Network.